Amen. Genesis chapter 35, the 18th verse, said this, "And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin." And I'd like to name this thought here today, naming your future. Naming your future. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Jacob knew what it was like to receive a name that was not necessarily complimentary. Jacob was named for something that happened while he was being born. Jacob was a twin. He had a twin brother by the name of Esau. Esau was born first. But as Esau was coming out of the womb, Jacob, though he was just being born, reached out and grabbed the hold of the heel of his brother. And so they named him Jacob. And that word means heel grabber. So all of his life he was called heel grabber. How'd you like to be called heel grabber? If your name's Jacob, you are. But all of his life, it was that experience. Now, that name also spoke of the character of Jacob. Jacob was a man that when he found something, he went after it with all of his heart. He didn't hold anything back. He gave it all that he had. Right or wrong, he went after it. And he went after the right thing, but he went after it the wrong way. And because of that, it cost him dearly. But God honored Jacob because of his righteous desire. Even though he didn't go about it the right way, he took a long route to get back home. But finally he did. In this 35th chapter, Jacob is returning. Now, I don't have a lot of time this morning. I don't want to take you too much past lunch because I know that you'll be ready to go. And the idea is for us to get through at the same time. Amen. And so Jacob, if you recall the story, he had a confrontation with his brother, and he deceived his father, got his father's blessing by deception, and yet he got the blessing. But it cost him. He had to leave his household, and he fled to live with a part of his mother's family for many years. And this is all a part of that process. And on his way to when he was fleeing from his brother, and he spent the night in the wilderness, and he got this rock, laid his head on it, and he saw this vision. He saw this ladder reaching into heaven and angels ascending and descending and God above that. And he woke up and he said, "This is an awesome place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, but I didn't know it." And God made him a promise then and there. He said, "I will be with you, and I'll bring you here again." And God began to give him promises. And Jacob made a promise to God. He said, "If you bring me back here again," he said, "I will serve you. You're going to be my God, and I'll worship, and I'll build an altar here." And so that's what happens. He comes back, and in this 35th chapter, as we go back to like verse number 9, and we'll just kind of launch from there a little bit of what's going on. The Bible said God appeared unto Jacob again. Everybody say again. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Again God appeared to him when he came out of Paddan Aram. Now, Paddan Aram means he'd been up in Syria. And now he's coming out of Syria. A lot of times if you want to meet God, you got to go where he is. You got to go where he told you to. Amen. Yes, God's in Paddan Aram, but God doesn't manifest his glory in Paddan Aram. God is going to manifest his glory in Bethel. Right. So you want to see God's glory, you got to go to Bethel. Amen. You got to be where he wants you to be. And so he calls him to that place and he leaves where he was, and God began to bless him. And God said to him, he said, "Thy name is Jacob, heel grabber." And thy name shall not be called Jacob anymore. He said, but Israel shall thy name be called. And God called his name Israel. Wouldn't it be great to be named by God? Isn't that awesome? Guess what? We are. Amen. My name is Johnny Darrell Grissom Jesus. Now you can forget the first three, but don't forget the last name, because that's my Father's name. That's the name that's going to get me into heaven. Amen. I'm called after him. Amen. And so he gave him the name Israel. Amen. And the word Israel means that he has power with God. That's the name of his name, Israel. And so God gives him this great name. God gives him promises. He said, be fruitful and multiply. I'm going to make you a nation. As a matter of fact, he said, I'm going to make you nations. And then he said, kings shall come out of thy loins. I'm going to give you the land that I gave to Abraham and to Isaac. Amen. And God gives him all these great promises. And then the Bible said that he built an altar, and he called the name of that place Bethel, which means house of God. House of God. And because God met with him there. Amen. And then he journeys from there to a little place called Ephrath. Ephrath, as we know today, we call it Bethlehem. Ephrath means a fruitful place. Bethlehem means house of bread. It's very similar. And so he goes on to that place. And when they get there, his wife Rachel goes into labor. The Bible says that she begins to travail, and she had hard labor. And as she was laboring to bring forth this child, she was in the midst of passing from this life to the great beyond. And as she was getting ready to depart, and in that agony, in that pain, in that desperation, she named him. And she said, this boy is going to be called Benoni, son of my sorrow. Amen. Son of my sorrow. Amen. Now, you when you get ready to name your future, you be careful how you name it. You don't name your future when you're in a place of despair. You don't name your future when you're in a time of trouble. You don't name your future when you're in a time of pain. You don't name your future when you're in a time of discouragement. That's not a good time to name it. It's not a good time to call. How'd you like to go through life being called son of my sorrow? Every time somebody said his name, it would remind him, my mama named me when she was dying, and she called me son of my sorrow the rest of his life. What a horrible thing to name a future. Jacob knew a little bit about that, didn't he? His daddy said, oh, no. We're not going to call him that. He might have waited till Rachel passed on. I don't know. But he said, we're not going to call him Benoni. We're going to call him Benjamin. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to name my future son of my right hand. Amen. What in the world's that got to do with anything? He said, I'm going to call him place of favor. I'm going to call him place of power. I'm going to call him place of advocacy. Because he's the son of my right hand. Hallelujah. When you get ready to name your future, you be careful what you call him. Amen. I don't know all about what your future holds today. Amen. But you can name it right here, right today. Amen. You can call it same old if you want to. Amen. You can go ahead and name your future the way things have always been. You can go ahead and name your future despair. You can call it sorrow. You can call it discouragement. You can call it defeat. You can call it whatever you want to. But I'm hoping today that before you leave this place, you're going to call your future something different. I hope you're going to say, there's hope in my future. There's joy in my future. There's peace in my future. There's power in my future. There's victory in my future. Jesus is in my future. I'm going to name my future after him. Hallelujah. It just depends today on what you want to call your future. You name it. You name it. Amen. You want to go back to what you've been and what you've been doing, that's your business. You're naming your future. Amen. You want to go back to defeat? You're just naming your future. You want to go back to the same old rut? That's all right. That's what you're naming your future. But if you make up your mind this morning and you say, no more, I'm not going back. I've got a future now. I've got a hope now. Amen. I've got a tomorrow in my life, and I'm going to call it something different than what it has been. What is it they say? If you do the same old thing you've always done, you get the same old thing you always got. Amen. But if you're bold and you're ready to change, amen, you can name your future today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you one thing, it can be mighty different than what the past was. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. There's some folks sitting in this building today. Their past was about drugs and addictions. Their past was about alcohol and addictions. Their past was about fighting and grumbling. Amen. And discouragement and depression and despair and suicidal thoughts. Amen. That was the past. But you know what? They got a new future. They came down to this altar one day and they said, that's not going to be like that anymore. I've had enough of that. Amen. I'm going to call my future peace. I'm going to call it joy. I'm going to call it righteousness. God baptized them with the power of the Holy Ghost, and they washed away their sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I read an article this morning about why Christianity is losing. Amen. Well, it's not losing, just let me say that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not on the losing side. I read it in this book, and we win. Praise the Lord. It's not about losing. Amen. I'll tell you what people are tired of. People are tired of religion. As I learned years ago in high school, religion is man's attempt to bind himself to God. If that's religion. Religion has to do with a ritual. It has to do with man, and it starts with you, amen. But Christianity is something totally different. It's really about a relationship, amen. It's not about a religion. It's not about some rules and regulations that you make up. But it's about a relationship with God, amen. A relationship is a living, breathing, changing thing. Amen. So you want to, your future is determined by who you have relationship with. You can go back to your old relationship, or you can step into a new relationship. Hallelujah. That's what Jacob did, wasn't it? He stepped into a new relationship. Amen. And his future was much brighter than his past. Amen. That's what he did for his son. He said, oh no. He said, we're not going back. The sorrow's in the past. We've had a lot of that. There's been a whole lot of trouble. There have been a lot of mistakes. There's been a lot of heartaches. He said, but now we're going to change that. We're stepping into the future here. So we're going to talk about power. We're going to talk about a place of advocacy. That's where the lawyer stands. When somebody represents you in the court, they're your right hand. Amen. You remember what happened when Stephen was being stoned? The Bible said he looked into the heavens and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Anybody say right hand? Now God doesn't have a right hand, does he? God's a spirit. A spirit doesn't have a right hand. That's what we call an anthropomorphism. It means that we give a human concept to God for the sake of our understanding. But God, in all reality, doesn't have a right hand because he's a spirit. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Amen. And so when he saw him, what he's saying is Jesus was standing in the place of power. Jesus was standing in the place of the advocate. Jesus is standing in the place of favor. Amen. So I'm inviting you today just to rename your future. Have a relationship with God. A relationship with God. A relationship with God. A relationship with God. Would you stand with me? I'm not going to take any more of your time here this morning. But I invite you, if you're struggling, if your life has been about defeat and about sorrow and about trouble, I invite you to change that today. And you can. You can leave this place a brand new person. If you came troubled, you can have peace. If you came weak, you can leave strong. If you came defeated, you can leave in victory. Amen. I'm telling you today that you can rename your future, beginning right here, right now, at this altar this morning. Amen. I invite you to come. Amen. Say goodbye to sorrow. Bent on knee is not for me. Amen. I'm going to the place of power. I'm going to the place of favor. I'm going to the place of righteousness. I'm going to the place of peace. Amen. I invite you today. Amen. You want a new future? A new life? It waits for you. Amen. Don't take my word for it. Experience it for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Here I am, Lord. I need you today. I'm going to change some things in my life. Amen. I'm ready to get rid of some things that were. I'm ready to start all over, start anew. Amen. I invite you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Step into the future. Amen. Name it today. Name it today. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise